Walmart's profits took a tumble last week, and other Arkansas companies report their profits. Roby Brock with our content partner, Talk Business Arkansas, has more in this Talk Business and Politics update.
Revenues grew modestly, but profits took a tumble as Walmart reported its fourth quarter and full year financials. The Bentonville-based retail giant reported fourth quarter net income of $4.4 billion on sales of more than $128 billion. Last year, Walmart posted fourth quarter profits of $5.8 billion. For the full year, Walmart posted net income of $16 billion on revenue of $476 billion. However, full-year profits were down 5.7% compared to nearly $17 billion 1 year ago. Murphy USA, the retail spinoff of Murphy Oil Corporation, posted fourth-quarter profits of $93 million on revenue of more than $4 billion. For the full year, El Dorado-based Murphy USA posted net income of $235 million on revenue of $18 billion. America's Car Mart posted lower earnings as charge-offs and competition reduced net income in its most recent quarter. The Bentonville-based Buy Here, Pay Here used car dealer reported third-quarter net income of almost $1.5 million on revenue of more than $122 million. CJRW, Cranford Johnson Robinson Woods, Arkansas's largest advertising, marketing, and public relations firm, has named Darren Gray as president of the firm. Wayne Woods will continue to serve as chairman and CEO. Gray will assume his duties immediately and will continue to live in Northwest Arkansas, where the agency has an office location. CJRW is headquartered in downtown Little Rock. A $58 million investment from the Fort Smith Regional Healthcare Foundation and a grant of 200 acres from the Fort Chaffee Redevelopment Authority will lead to Arkansas's first osteopathic medical school. The medical school, which will be one of only 31 in the U.S., is estimated to have a $100 million annual economic impact on the region. Doctors of osteopathy medicine, commonly known as DOs, can perform some of the services of a primary care physician, which rural areas of Arkansas and the nation are lacking. The Arkansas Lottery is seeing a trajectory of lower revenue, and commission members charged with its oversight are searching for turnaround solutions. The State Lottery Commission on Wednesday adopted a revised budget forecast that lowers projected net proceeds for the current fiscal year from $89.5 million to just under $83 million. Lottery officials said declining scratch-off ticket sales and a raffle game that lost money were primarily to blame. And in politics, Heber Springs Mayor Jackie McPherson announced Thursday that he would run as a Democrat for the 1st Congressional District seat, challenging two-term incumbent Congressman Rick Crawford, a Republican. McPherson, a self-described fiscal conservative, has served as mayor of Heber Springs since 2007 after serving on the city council for 12 years. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business and Politics update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large comes from AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.